Good morning. I'm going to call to order the July 28, 2020 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Good morning, everyone. And I just looking around the room, I just want to say thanks to all the staff here for making this a very safe environment. We have partitions, we have microphone covers, and so a lot of work went into this. So thank you. I'd like to move into our agenda. The first item is approval of minutes, and it's the June 23rd, 2020 meeting minutes that have been distributed to the board. We'll go ahead and pull those up just so they're up on the record, but if there is no discussion since they've been disturbed. Oh, yeah. We'll give it just a moment. If there's a motion, we'll go ahead and entertain it.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the minutes of the last meeting be approved. This is Mr. Vineyard.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Second it by Ms. Ross. Yeah. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote, and I'll do a roll call for voting. Mr. Simons.
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And this is Quentin Marlin. I vote aye. The minutes have been approved. Moving into our regular agenda, the first item is 331 Buckhalter Road. This is a variance request from section 3-6.1, which requires accessory structures to be located in rear yards. And we'll hear from staff.
Are you looking for Ms. Smith?
I get
it. Okay.
Petitioner on the.
Oh, we're going to hear from staff at this time, and we'll hear from the petitioner next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner, Eva Smith, is requesting a variance from section 3-6.1 of the Chatham County Ordinance. This section requires that accessory structures be located in front yards. This property is located, as I mentioned, at 331 Buckhalter Road. The property is approximately 5 acres in size. It's located 1/2 mile west of Veterans Parkway. The property is approximately 140 feet in width and approximately 1,500 feet in depth. The map that you're seeing right now has the subject property highlighted. Per the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance, among other requirements, accessory structures are required to be located within rear yards only. The applicant is seeking relief from this standard for the purpose of constructing a barn closer to the front of the existing property. The development pattern in the area in the vicinity of the subject property includes large rural lots, rural residential lots, primarily developed with single family detached buildings. Most of the lots in the vicinity are similar to the subject property. As you can see on the map before you at this time, the subject property is highlighted and the residence on that property is located here at the very southern end of the property. You can also see, and I'm going to go into a little more detail about this, there was a structure on the site up near Buckhalter Road in the past. That structure is now gone. Based on staff's observation, there is a common pattern of accessory structures within the vicinity of this property. Many of those structures are in rear yards, some are in front yards, some are in side yards. The petitioner did provide a sketch of what's being proposed, which I've made some edits to here for your information. This is the layout of the existing property. You can see Buckhalter Road will be located here. The existing home is located, as I mentioned, at the rear of the property, and it's a very deep property, approximately 1,500 feet. The proposed barn is in this location, and that location is the general vicinity of a former structure that used to be on the property. You can see located here on this street map view. So this structure has been removed sometime within the last 2 years, and the property owner is proposing an accessory structure in a similar location. Because of the common nature of accessory buildings and front yards in this portion of the county, and the fact that staff found that relief would not likely impact other properties within the vicinity, we're recommending approval of the variance request to allow a an accessory building within the front yard of the residential property. I'd be happy to take any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Lobson. I do have a question. Just looking at the map overall, this one.
Yes, sir.
And then looking at the previous structure that was there.
Right.
The prior structure that was there looks as though it was a residence as well, though.
It does appear that that was the case, yes.
And looking at the map, while there are other accessory structures in front yards, at least on this small portion of the map, they aren't as close to the road. They're still back a bit. I was just curious what the structure is going to look like. They were putting a barn right next to someone's house.
Yeah, I think the the question that we were trying to address was whether or not there could be relief granted to allow it within the front yard, to allow an accessory structure within the front yard. The accessory structure will still have to meet all the setback requirements. But as to the design of the barn, the petitioner did not provide any information to staff on that question. They may be able to answer that during their testimony.
Have we heard anything from the adjacent property owner?
We did not receive any correspondence from any adjacent property owners on this petition.
I guess my curiosity of that would be, did they think the same thing that another residence was going up, or do they know a barn is being proposed?
No, in our notice that went out, it did identify that the proposed structure was an accessory building, not a residence.
Thank you. Any other questions for staff?
I just have a comment. This Mr. Simons, I think that's, when you say accessory building, that can leave a lot of questions on what that really was. Now, I know they didn't respond, but I know we've got a lot of lawyers in this room, three out of the five sitting here, and one is married to a lawyer. But that's a little bit of legalese that we probably need to be a little more or less technical in when we notify them, because a barn sounds a lot different than a accessory building. So I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Mr. Lotson,
yes, sir.
Directly south of the former, on the front end of the lot, there appears to be a rectangle south of that red
yes,
dot. Do we know what that is?
Yeah, well, where that former residence was, there were also two small handy houses in the vicinity of the residential structure as well.
So that's a concrete pad?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is anyone online to speak on behalf of the petitioner?
Yes, this is Mrs. Smith.
All right, Ms. Smith, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. We'll hear anything you'd like to share with us.
I'd like to share that we want to build the barn on the front of the property where there's already sewage set up, electricity set up from the prior owners. They had a mobile home set there and other accessory buildings. We've discussed this with our neighbors, especially Zane Brock at 335 Buckhalter Road. He is in support of us doing this. He said he was going to write a letter, but
he said
he wrote a letter. So I'm not sure why it didn't make it to you, but he did write a letter on our behalf. Across the street from us, slightly to the right of our property, is a barn, so it would be in keeping with other properties near us. There's no room behind our, that's the best part of our property. It's flat right there. If we build it much closer to our where our house is, there's a drainage easement, so it's hard to have a nice flat spot there that wouldn't affect any of our drainage on our property, which is, again, why we're trying to go for the front of the property. We plan to build, to purchase a kit from a company, like with a full design layout of how the barn would go. Anything else you would like to know? We'd be happy to answer your questions.
Ma'am, this is Mr. Vineyard. Do you all farm this property, or is this just like to put lawnmowers or equipment or what in? What are you going to use the barn for?
We are using it for storage. We do have poultry on the property. We have a tractor. We currently have a few ducks and chickens, and we plan on gardening. So it's mostly for storage as well as workspace. So.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ms. Smith, this is Mr. Corsi. Can you describe for me a barn? A barn means many things to me. Is this a one-story structure, a two-story structure? What do you intend?
A one-story structure. Sorry, this is Mr. Papert. He's my
fiance.
So we're planning on construction.
Mr. Patrick, if you're going, I got to swear you in if you're going.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can you state your full name?
Jared Papert Stockton.
All right. Do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. So our intention is to build a 12-foot tall, pre-built, prefabricated metal shed structure. So we're just using the generality and calling it a barn, but essentially it is a storage shed. We're not going to store animals in it. It's not going to be for hay or anything like that. It's a workspace for me to bring the tractor in and work on it, or just kind of do duties around the house. So that's essentially what the structure would be. On the site plan that I drew up, it shows the dimensions of what we were intending to do for the barn. So it's width and length are kind of demarcated on that. And we're open to any suggestions. So if if there is any issue with where it's located, its size, I mean, we're willing to participate in anything that you guys want us to do. But essentially, we just want to have a storage structure on our property, and we cannot construct it behind our house. There's not enough room.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions of the petitioner? And this is Mr. Marlin. And I see, just looking at the map, and I assume that from this overhead, it looks like an indentation in the middle. That's a drainage easement
right here.
Property?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I assume the property just slopes toward that, coming both ways.
It does. And it has a sort of like a culvert, I guess you can call it, in the middle of the property, stretching from both the north to the center, from the north and the south to the center.
If you look at the image, you can see the kind of the ditches and the way they go towards the easement.
So both our property at both the back end where our house is currently located and the front end where that mobile home was located are the two flat pieces on this property. Otherwise, there is, undulation in the land.
Understood. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else for the petitioner? Thank you. Is anyone online to speak on this matter from the public? Is anyone here to speak on behalf of the public? Thank you. Any other questions of staff now that we've heard from the petitioner? Now we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. In view of the way the property is set out, I mean, there really is no other place to put this And frankly, I find that the storage shed is perhaps an improvement over what was there. So I would move that we grant the variance.
I second it.
Any discussion? All right, here now we'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Simons?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. It's approved and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Very much. Thank you.
The next item on our agenda is 1736 Walthour Road. Petitioner is requesting a 4-foot side yard setback from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement to facilitate the construction of a residence or the reconstruction of a residence that was lost by fire. We'll hear from staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner's property is located at 1736 Walthour Road. This is in the Wilmington Park subdivision. They're requesting a 4-foot side yard setback variance from the 10-foot requirement. This is pursuant to reconstructing a residence on that site. This is a map of the subject property. This is between Grosvenor Road and Winchester Drive in the Wilmington Park subdivision. The lot is approximately 3 acres in size, two of which is really marsh, leaving approximately an acre of upland. It's currently undeveloped, as I mentioned. The house that was there was destroyed by fire in 2019. The petitioner intends to construct a new residence on the property and is requesting a side yard setback variance along the west side of the property. The petitioner has provided a layout, which I'm going to show you here in just a second, which identifies the portion of the structure that would constitute an encroachment. This is an aerial map of the site. As you can see, this is a fairly recent aerial as the house that was there is gone. So the proposed encroachment is, as I mentioned, along the west side of the property. This is a sketch that's been provided by the petitioner, and they're proposing, this is the 7 feet here that they're showing. The petitioner is proposing that the home be 7 feet from the property line, but the home is designed with 3-foot eaves. The reason I mention that is because although the side yard setback is a 10-foot requirement, the ordinance does allow at least 2 feet of eaves to encroach into that 10 feet without a variance. The petitioner is proposing a 3-foot eave, thereby the 4-foot request for a variance. Should be noted that the structure as designed would be 25 feet from the nearest residential structure. The owner of that structure has provided a letter to staff in support of the petitioner's request, and this is the letter that they sent in. The property owner at 1738 Walthour Road reads for the record, to whom it may concern, I am the next door neighbor to Gary Wiggin. He is asking for a reduction in the side yard setback. I have no problem with this request. Signed by Ms. Diana Knight of 1738 Walthour Road. In review of the criteria for variance and the minimal impact, in addition, and Mr. Wiggin, I think, will speak to this, the history of the previous residence and its encroachment, staff is recommending approval of the 4-foot side yard setback variance, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Any questions? Thank you. Is anyone online to speak on behalf of the petitioner?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wiggins, for the record, Wiggins is online. Mr. Wiggins, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
do you have anything to add?
I'm a lot of my house due to fire. And the original house was actually with the eave, was only a foot off the property line previously. And if you can see on the other side where I'm actually not requesting a variance, the neighbor has built within 3.5 feet of the property line. So it was more of trying to basically split the difference. There was actually plans ready to go. There was an error in what the architect had done, because they didn't realize that I was on a well. So if you're on water, public water, it's only 5 foot setbacks on both sides. So they designed the house with plenty of room to fit on the lot. And then realizing that I am on a well, we had to, we took it where we could basically give us the 10 feet on the one side that where the neighbors really encroached, they have encroached, but where they built within 3.5 foot of the property line, and then just that variance on that one side.
Great. Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Wiggins? Thank you. Anyone from the public speak on this matter? We'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Simons. I recommend approval of this measure.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Mr. Simons?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. It passes. Good luck with the reconstruction, Mr. Wiggins.
Thank you, sir.
Is there any other business to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, I call for a motion to adjourn.
I was going to do it without a motion. Is there a second?
Second, with Mr. Vineyard.
We're adjourned.